are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Isett, Director of Public Policy at the Parents Television Council. We want to get his reaction to a 5-4 Supreme Court ruling handed down on Tuesday that says, yes, the Federal Communications Commission can, in fact, impose penalties for fleeting or single use of profanity on the airwaves. And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be with you.
This was a case of the FCC versus officially Fox, but all the networks really kind of signed on to the Fox side of this case, in which they wanted more freedom of speech, and if fleeting profanity or unscripted profanity were used, they didn't want to be held responsible for that. Explain the genesis of this case.
Well, the genesis of this case goes back to a couple of award shows where celebrities dropped the F and the S bombs during acceptance speeches and at other parts during the broadcast. And, you know, so what was at stake here was not merely the use of the most profane language imaginable, but really whether or not the FCC was going to have the continued ability to regulate the publicly owned airwaves for content during the times of day when we know children are to be watching. So this ruling is an important one in terms of the Supreme Court reaffirming the FCC's ability to protect kids on the public airwaves.
Now, those in favor of the network position basically said, well, there are some free speech issues here as well. We can't let the government get too intrusive into regulating exactly what happens here. What is the essence of their case, and why do you believe the court did not side with them ultimately?
Well, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. Broadcasters have a license to use a publicly held good, the public airwaves, for free, and in exchange for those literally billions of dollars worth of spectrum that they're allowed to use, there are certain rules that go along with that. And one of those is that you must broadcast in the public interest, and part of the public interest is to not offend the sensibilities of your audience, especially when we know children to be watching. What's important to note is that that this type of material, indecent material, is not illegal to be aired after 10 o'clock at night. The only thing that was at stake here was whether or not language like this would be okayed during those earlier times of the day when we know millions of children are watching. The only takeaway for the networks from this is, like, if you're going to use language like that, it has to be later on in the time slot when kids are much less likely to be watching.
We're talking with Dan Isett of the Parents Television Council. And Dan, I know that in response to a couple of different things in recent years, I think one of them is those profanity being used at the award ceremonies and also the Janet Jackson incident, the networks on live events have gone to a 7-second delay. Has that improved the situation dramatically?
Not necessarily. I mean, there still have been a consistent number of these so-called fleeting instances of obscene and profane language over the past couple of years. And, you know, in a certain respect, the networks have done a decent job of trying to edit that type of content, but it certainly hasn't been completely effective. And I think that that's largely as a result of the appeals court ruling that led to the Supreme Court ruling that said that it should be okay provided it's quote-unquote fleeting in its nature. And our argument's always been that that language like this by its very nature is fleeting. So it was a ruling that didn't make any sense, and it's a good thing that the Supreme Court has stepped in and said, no, this is a reasonable policy for language like this to not be appropriate during those early times of day.
Dan, in our last 60 seconds or so here, what have you seen in terms of improvement, lack of improvement, or going downhill, especially in the family hour of specifically language content? We could talk about sex and violence as well if you want to, but especially in terms of language given the court's focus today.
I think there's been very little improvement. We haven't done an enormous amount of research on language specifically that I can cite over the past couple of years, but we did release a study just last year that showed a 75% increase in the amount of violent content and 120% increase in violent content in that first hour of primetime, what used to be called the family hour. So certainly there are concerns for families all the way around, and hopefully this court ruling is going to be a step in the right direction and one that that parents and families can take some heart in.
And obviously by a 5-4 decision, the FCC gets a big win from the Supreme Court today. Dan, real quickly, tell our listeners where they can learn more about the work of the PTC.
can visit our website at parentstv.org and learn all about this, as well as our primetime guide to family television.
Parentstelevision.org. Dan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dan Isett is Director of Public Policy for the Parents Television Council. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And remember to find us online. The site is dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks so much for being with us. And please join me again next time for Dateline Washington.